Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us any Sunday at 10:30. We're located at 4071 North Foster Road. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening our worship this morning is Philippians chapter 4:4-7. And there's nothing, the mic not on? Well?
How's that?
I don't know. Is that any better?
Yeah.
If somebody knew how to turn it, at least I... The scripture selected for opening our worship this morning is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4-7, taken from the New Revised Standard, known as New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men.
Amen.
The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Gene.
Boy, I can hear myself good this morning. My goodness. Amen. Well, good morning, folks. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Amen. Happy Sunday. Would you please stand up? Stand with me, please. Before we do the passing of the peace, I just want you to know that during this joyous part of the Christmas season that we call it, there is a great reason to be joyous. Do you know what that is? Because Christ has come. Jesus has come. Amen? So please remember that this season. He is the reason for our celebration. Amen? At this time, would you please just, wave at each other and say hello? Amen. And salute. And while you guys are passing the peace, who won the Army-Navy game yesterday? Yeah! Okay, we got that over with. Now. Amen. 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 So, everybody happy? You've seen everybody? You know who's here and who's not here? Amen. You may be seated. Amen. All right, Randy, what do we do next?
Prayer. Good morning. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Dear Jesus, help us focus on you during this busy season. May we stay aware of the joy you bring into our lives. We want to find you in the everyday moments and come with hearts of gratitude to your manger on Christmas. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Time now for our announcements this morning. If you have an announcement, would you please, at this time, find a microphone and Let us hear it. I think Cheryl has one.
I do. Mm-hmm. This week, our secretary received a bounce back on email. More than likely, it was probably due to AT&T email server being down, but I noticed that there were a couple of email addresses that were odd to me. Jay Dixon, are you really on iCloud.net? .com? Okay. I hadn't seen that domain before. But if you have changed internet service providers and your email has changed, please notify the secretary or send an email to her so that she can update her list for the bulletins. And also, if you have a family member who is no longer able to get emails, please advise us of that. We'd appreciate it. But in all honesty, make sure that you add the secretary's email address to your email contacts. And Yahoo users, in particular, Yahoo has a habit of blocking bulk emails unless the contact is listed in your email client. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else with an? Don't forget to get your microphones. Okay.
Can you hear me now? Okay. I just want to thank everybody that made contributions toward our poinsettias. And again, I want to thank Carolyn for coming out and helping me. She
Amen.
Went with me to pick them up, and we worked hard getting everything out, and I really appreciate her help. And thank you guys.
Amen. Anyone else? I have some announcements. Two announcements, three announcements, maybe four, possibly five. I'm sorry, folks. Please forgive me. First of all, Christmas Eve service at 6:30, Christmas Eve service. And next Sunday, we'll be having our Christmas musical. That will be at 5 o'clock. That will be here. Both those services will be here in this building. The Christmas musical will be at 5 next Sunday, and the Christmas Eve service will be at 6:30. Also, there are two boxes, nicely decorated boxes that Suzanne decorated for us. One of them is for our staff, for a Christmas bonus for our staff. And we ask that you please, if you can, please give so that we can give them a little something extra in their paycheck. And also that other box there is for the Christmas cards. If you have Christmas cards, it'll save you a stamp. If you want if you want, just put them in that box, that box back there. That'll save you a stamp. Amen. And hopefully next Sunday we'll get those cards and we'll have a table back there and we'll lay them all out, and then you can pick your cards up. Okay. Now that's three. Got one more. I just want to say thank you so much for all those wonderful people that decorated the sanctuary and the lobby. Doesn't it look beautiful? It looks really good. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We're thankful for Ann and Carolyn for getting those beautiful poinsettias. Everything looks so festive. Amen? Amen. All right, Randy, I'm going to sit down.
Don't expect much. I sound like a frog. Would you please stand for our hymn, Angels of the Realms of Glory?
Angels from above, glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang great
angels,
glory, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the
Lord.
Shepherds in the field abiding, watching for your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant's light. fellowship, call and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplation, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nation, ye have seen his little star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Amen.
Congregation, please be seated.
Please join me in praying for our offering. Dear God, first of all, we thank you that you have placed us in a choice place.
Thank you.
One that you chose just for us. A place that we have a good opportunity for some income beyond the neighbors not too far away. And Lord, we ask that you make us feel the need to share that with the church and to pass on the gifts that you have given us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture reading is from Luke, 2nd Luke, verses 8 through 20, and 2nd Luke, 24 through 31. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will caused great joy for all of the people. Today in the town of David is a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon said, took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "The sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes see your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations." Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have designated all that is to take place.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You that you have selected the correct people to address all of us. And we ask, Lord, that you help us to remember the message we receive, both from Heather and from Ted, and that we take it back to our communities and share it with our friends. Lord, it is always good, and it is always good that you provide it for us. We ask, Lord, these things in your holy name.
Amen.
Good morning. How are y'all this week?
Good.
I like that. So this week, we're going to talk about the third week of Advent. And some of you haven't been here, but if you look on the altar, over here there's some candles that are lit. One of them stands for hope. Does anybody know what the other one stands for? Kindness. What was it? Peace. So we've done hope, peace. And today, we're going to talk about joy. Yes. Today, we're going to talk about joy. So what does joy mean? Happy? What else? Love? Excited? Play with each other? Okay? Together? Play nice with each other? Okay. But what gives us joy? When somebody steps on your toe? No. When you wake up and the sun is shining and you're going to go outside and play? Yes, a little bit. What about on your birthday when you have presents? Yeah? Well, whose birthday is coming up? Jesus.
Amen.
And I want you, so let's talk about, we talked about birthdays, but it's going to be Jesus' birthday. And he's so kind and everything. We get the presents, right? But you know what's so much better than getting presents is giving presents. Did you know that? No? Well, it says that we're supposed to get joy in giving. That's what's going to give the ultimate joy. And did you know that receiving presents gives us joy, but it's not the same joy that we get from God? And he's the only one that can give us the ultimate joy. Did you know that? That's awesome. The other thing I want to talk about is today, y'all weren't here when we lit the candle, but today the candle's pink. Do you see the pink candle? That's the joy candle.
Amen.
Okay? So I want you to know that the joy candle is pink, and it's different because it's talking about rejoicing. So as we prepare for Jesus' arrival to come and to be born, we need to remember that it's important to be grateful, to have kindness, to spread love, and to have joy in our heart, okay? So I know that we're all children. We can't necessarily buy presents and give, but remember to tell people that you love them and maybe draw pictures or help around the house. That is all ways that we can spread kindness and joy, all right? All right, let's say prayer. Dear Father, help us to learn.
Help us to learn.
That is in giving. That we receive the greatest gift.
Receive the greatest gift.
The gift of joy.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a good weekend.
Amen. Amen. Reuben, could you stay up? Just sit right there for me, please. Yeah, just all the little ones. Y'all just stay right where you are, okay? Can I come down? Can I come down? Reuben? Can you and Laura come up, please? Oh, gosh. Look at all these little ones. Just look at them. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? He gave us all these little ones to teach. Amen? And I just want to pray over them this morning. But before I pray over them, I just want you to pay attention to, you know, look at Reuben, how big he's grown. Look at him. He used to sit down here at one time, too. Oh, my goodness, and look at Laura. They're all grown up now. Amen? And that's what we want. We want them to...
I used to sit down here also.
Oh, my goodness. And the teacher used to sit down here also. Amen? That's awesome. That is awesome. And I just want to thank God for all these little ones and how He blessed. And you know what we need to do? We got to make sure that we teach and show them the right way. Amen? So y'all all hold hands together, all right? Can you hold hands? There you go. And let's pray. We give thanks to you, gracious.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the
growing up, I used to go to vacation Bible school, I used to sing a song long time ago. You folks may know it. It's called "I Got the Joy, 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 Joy Down in My Heart, Down in My Heart, Down in My Heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay." Okay, now you know. Let's sing it again. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Amen. Amen. Well, that's what it's all about today, right? Joy. You know, and that's what, you know, we're supposed to be happy. But we're going to get to that here in a minute. But I want to... go back. I forgot to make the announcement for the birthdays. And I know, Charlotte, you're getting tired of us honoring your birthday. I know you are. But permit us to say happy birthday one more time. Okay. And for Laura and for Keith Williams. So let's say happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. 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 As I look out over the congregation this morning, I just see one person with their halo shine. It's one person. So what does that mean? No, I'm just kidding. Somebody's back there has got a halo over their head, so I guess that means that she's an angel. Amen? No, I'm just kidding. God bless you this morning. So good to see everyone here. I'm just full of it this morning. Full of joy. Our title this morning is Joy to the World. Joy to the World. And we have a reason to be joyous. Amen? We as believers, we have a reason to be joyous. And that is because the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, has been born. And He has redeemed us. Amen? And if nothing else, we ought to give Jesus a big hand clap this morning. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Because if it hadn't been for Him, we would have no reason to be joyful. But I got to tell you this morning, folks, everybody's not happy. And I'd be naive if I thought they were. Even though this is supposed to be the joyous part of the season, the year. A lot of folks, this is the worst time of the year for them. They have a hard time negotiating and navigating through all this happiness and all this goodness and all this Christmas cheer and all this stuff that we put out. But you know something? The joy that we're going to talk about is true joy. The joy that the shepherds, they felt. The joy that the angels talked about, and the joy that Jesus brought when He was born again. You see, now think about this, how the Lord introduces to the world. You got the shepherds. Now, the shepherds were very, very low on the social totem pole during those days. I mean, they were at the very bottom. Nobody wanted to be a shepherd, but a shepherd. And a shepherd's job was primarily to look after his sheep and take care of them, but they provided the sheep for the sacrifices for the temple. But it's interesting to note that the angels didn't go to Jerusalem and hang out in the temple where all the priests were. The angels, they went to the lowest of the lowest people on earth. They went to the shepherds. Now, why do you think that happened? Because the Lord wanted them to know that in spite of all that they are going through, there was joy coming to them. And this is what the scripture says in verse 13. It says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts. They were praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And they brought this good news because they had been waiting on someone that would take them away from Rome persecution, and they were waiting on the Messiah to lift them up, and he was going to do that, but it wasn't in the way that they thought he was going to do it. You see, they got jubilation when they met Jesus. And I got to tell you, folks, if you ever had an encounter with Jesus Christ, I guarantee you, you won't be the same. You will not be the same. And you will want to go out and tell somebody. And that's what the shepherds did. When they heard that good news, they went straightway and they went to go find this little child. They went to find that child. And when they did find him, they left. And they were full of joy and they were full of happiness. And because the Savior had been born. And you know what else they did? They went out and they began to tell other people as well. Says, "Hey, the Savior is born. There's a little baby boy that's born in a manger here in Bethlehem. And he is the Savior of the world. And we have seen him." You see, there is a great joy from knowing the Savior. You see, it was a joy that came from knowing that God had sent his Son in the world to save us from our sins. And it was a joy that came from knowing that God, he loved us so much that he gave his only Son. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that just because it's Christmas season, everything's going to be all right. Because we all have issues and problems in our lives. Amen? And I don't care how many Christmas carols we sing, them debts, them bills still got to be paid. The pain is still in my heart from a lost loved one. I'm still suffering from an illness that I may have gotten over. You know, how can you talk about joy when I'm suffering from all these things? Well, I come to tell you this morning the good news. And just as they were suffering, and just as you were suffering, the Lord brings good news to you this morning, that a Savior has been born. And he will, if you'll let him, he will help you to get through all of your anxieties and all of the issues that you have in life. Jesus is the true joy bringer. I've been looking at some YouTube videos about the response from the election, and it just made so many people unhappy. They got so much joy. They thought they were going to have joy. And then when it didn't happen the way that they expected it, they all, "Oh gosh, what am I going to do? I'm just going to die now." No, you're not. Especially if you're a believer. Your joy doesn't come from who's president, amen? Your joy doesn't come from this program or that. Your joy, the believer's joy, comes from the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And this is what Jesus is. He is a joy bringer. His arrival on the scene is not just an event of joy. Listen to me. It's not just about joy. It will transform you, that joy. It will make you to realize that, yes, Lord, I may be going through some things, but I know that you're going to be there right there with me, because that's what you promised. And our Lord, he does not go back on any of his promises. And I got to tell you this also. The joy that our Lord brings is a lasting joy. It don't just happen and go away. When you get the joy that Jesus brings, when you turn loose and let him fill your life with the joy that he has, then it's going to last. It's not going to be just something fleeting. You see, the shepherds saw this, and when they saw it, they immediately, they went out and they told other people, because they were still experiencing that joy. And I would gather to bet that even though they probably, it's not recorded, they continue to tell people about this little baby and the joy that they saw. This is what the Apostle Paul says about joy. And I think Gene or someone's already read this, but permit me to read it again for you. Philippians 4:4. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And Paul thought it was so important that he said it again. He says, I say it again, rejoice. You know, the Lord doesn't want us to walk around with long faces. He wants us to be the children that he is. He's a father to us. And he wants us to have that joy that only he can get. You see, there is a joyful response. There should be a joyful response to redemption. You see, as we continue with the season of Advent, you know, we're going to look now at our response to this joyful, this redemption. You know, this is a joy that springs forth from our realizing that our redemption through Christ is through our Lord. And it's a joy that transcends all human understanding, meaning that we can't figure it out. And the joy that is not dependent on our circumstances, but it is anchored in the unchanging nature of God's love and faithfulness. You see, I love this about our Lord, his character. He's not dependent on how we feel, his joy, or his grace, and his mercy. Amen? It's depending all on his faithfulness, his mercy, not our circumstances. So the Lord can give you this joy if you will let him. You see, it's not a joy that we can just pull up and say, okay, I'm feeling pretty happy today. But it's a joy that burst in us. It's through our new birth as we comprehend just how great God's love and the death of his sacrifice is. And the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, said this. He says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. The redemption that you and I now have in Christ is not a result of our own efforts. That's not where it comes from. But it is a gift of God's grace. A gift of God's grace. You're talking about gift giving. Who can give the greatest gift? No one but our Heavenly Father. You think on this as you prepare your gift list and you prepare to give your gift. Think on that. The one who gave me life, eternal life. Oh, he gives the best gift. The best gift. And remember that. And remember that, how good the Lord is to you. You see, and when you, and this kind of joy, as I said before, it's not passive, it's active. And it's illustrated in this wonderful parable that Jesus talked about, the lost coin. This woman, she lost the coin and she had a lot more, but when she found that coin, she called all her friends and her neighbors to rejoice with her. You see, joy is not, redemption is not just solitary, but a communal joy. It's a joy that's magnified when we share it with others.
of invitation is he touched me. Shackled by a heavy burden, needs the Lord of guilt and shame. Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and all the joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me. Since I met this blessed Savior, since He cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise Him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and made me
join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when He said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And as we go from here today, let us remember those who are less fortunate than ourselves, those who are homebound or hospitalized or ailing in so many different ways. Keep them in our prayers. Be friendly and be safe. Let us join together here again next Sunday. Boy, I'm going to have to start being careful about what day we gather, because we're going to do a lot of gathering. But let's keep it going. But let us gather here and receive the messages that we received here from our pastors. Yes, they're both pastors because they have pastoral roles. And they bring messages you can take to others. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks?
While shepherds watch their flocks by, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around, and glory shone around. Fear not, any more mighty dread, as is their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you, all mankind.
go in peace.